Baby Bus.
Hello, and welcome back to Baby Bus Bedtime Stories. Kids, what did you do to brighten your day? All right, let's lie down, tuck in, make yourself, ourselves, comfortable, and prepare for today's story. It's another fantastic story written just for you. Bedtime Stories, The Secret Garden of Dreams.
Hi, I'm Ellie.
Oh, hello, Ellie. Children, here's Ellie. She loves adventures.
Ellie, are you ready for bed now?
That's Ellie's mom. Ellie was supposed to be in bed 10 minutes ago.
Not yet. I need to brush my teeth.
Ellie is brushing her teeth, putting on her comfy pajamas, taking a sip of water, and getting under the covers, getting ready for a night of dreams. Are you ready for bed?
Well done, Ellie. Good night.
Good night, Mom. I love you.
I love you too, honey. Sweet dreams.
Once Ellie heard her mom leave, she opened her eyes and popped out of bed. With a mischievous grin, she tippy-toed to the door and gently pushed it, leaving the bedroom door slightly open.
Shh! Sparky, are you sure this is Ellie's room? What if we get caught by her mom?
I'm sure. Don't worry, Blinky.
How do we know it's the right place?
Of course it's the right place. I've been waiting for you three.
Ellie opened the door wide, and do you know who it is? Three tiny, squishy, friendly gnomes. They were Ellie's gnome friends for night adventure.
Ellie!
Will you come with us to play in Wonderland today, Ellie?
I can't, Twinkle. Mom said I had to go to bed.
Oh, please!
I guess one adventure will be fine, and then straight to bed after.
Yay!
Ellie was excited to take an adventure with friends. She couldn't wait to go.
Where are we going today?
We need to show you the secret garden. Twinkle found it.
Wow, that sounds so cool. What's it like?
I'll tell you. Soft green grass, beautiful flowers, all the colors of the rainbow that dance in the wind. And do you know what? The flowers wave hello to you as you walk past.
They wave hello? How do they do that?
With their petals, of course.
Oh, of course. What color are they?
Red, yellow, purple, blue, all of the colors. The secret garden looks like a rainbow that has come alive.
That sounds beautiful. I want to go to the secret garden.
Now close your eyes.
Ellie closed her eyes tightly, and little by little, she heard the birds singing and smelled the sweet flowers. When she opened her eyes again, she found herself in the Wonderland.
Ellie, you're here!
Where are the rainbow flowers? Twinkle, show us the way.
Follow me, guys.
Ellie, Sparky, and Blinky followed Twinkle, tiptoeing through the soft, soft grass of Wonderland, climbing over the Pillow Mountain and jumping across the Milky River. They wandered through the Enchanted Forest, took three left turns and two right turns, and suddenly...
We're here!
We're here? Where are all the rainbow flowers?
We're almost there! We just need to go through the dark cave. It's very dark, but it's very small. Once we're inside, just follow my voice.
It does look very dark in there. I'm a little scared.
Don't worry, Blinky. We're all here with you.
We're right here with you, Blinky. We're all together.
Okay, let's go.
Ellie, Sparky, and Blinky followed Twinkle into the very dark cave. They followed Twinkle's energetic voice, like a glimmer of hope leading them out. And they stepped out of the very dark cave into the secret garden.
Wow! It's so beautiful!
Blinky, Sparky, Twinkle, look over there! The rainbow flowers! Look! But their petals aren't waving at us.
You can touch them if you want to. They're so soft, like a gentle butterfly on your fingers. And every flower is magical. They have the power to give you beautiful dreams. It's called flower power. I wonder why they aren't waving hello at us, though. They did the last time I came. Oh, my.
As Twinkle was talking, all of the flowers started to lose their petals. Each colorful petal fell off one by one and landed gently on the grass.
Oh, I wonder what's wrong.
I think I know what's wrong. Look!
Blinky pointed to a sign sticking out of the grass. It said, "Watch out, sprites."
Oh no, this is not good. Not good at all. The mischievous sprites, they love playing tricks.
What do sprites do?
Sprites are magical creatures who are famous for making everything opposite. The last time there was a sprite in the Enchanted Forest, it turned all of the trees upside down.
So that the leaves were on the bottom and the trunk was on the top?
That's right.
Wait, can you hear that?
Help us! Help us! Please, help us!
The flowers were calling for help. Their little voices were traveling on the wind. Ellie, Sparky, Blinky, and Twinkle ran over to see how they could help the flowers. The flowers said that the sprite had used his magic to mix up the flowers' powers. That's why their petals had fallen off. Ellie, Sparky, Twinkle, and Blinky had to work together to fix the flowers' powers by putting the petals back on the right flowers. Would they match the powers to the right flowers?
Oh no! Our poor flower friends! We have to help them! We can do this!
Yeah!
Let's start by checking each flower, listening to their whispers, and smelling them. Then we can see which petals we think match the flower.
Okay, remember, we need to match the petals to the right flower to give it its powers back.
They leaned on each rainbow flower to sniff the smell and listening carefully to the whisper. Soon, Twinkle had found something.
Hey, look! I found a flower that smells like freshly baked cookies. What color petals do you think that one should have?
Wow, it smells so good. It's making my tummy rumble. Maybe that flower's power is to make your dreams sweeter. Maybe that one would have these brown petals I found. They smell like chocolate chips.
These petals are dark blue and sparkly, like a sky full of twinkling stars.
Yes, Ellie. I think that one can give you dreams full of laughter and fun. I think it would match this flower that smells like candy.
Working together, Ellie, Sparky, Blinky, and Twinkle carefully placed the petals back on the flowers, matching their powers and restoring the secret garden's magic.
Look, the secret garden is starting to glow. Wow.
I think we've done a good job. Can you hear the flowers singing? I think they're saying thank you.
We did an amazing job.
Thank you for helping the flowers, Ellie. I think it's time to go to bed. Close your eyes and imagine all of the beautiful dreams you're going to have.
Ellie closed her eyes, and when she opened them again, she was back in bed. Ellie thought about how she brought magic back to the secret garden. With her heart full of friendship, she closed her eyes. Soon, she was fast asleep, dreaming of new adventures and magical lands. Good night, rainbow flowers. Good night, Ellie. Good night, little one. That brings us to the end of this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Little ones, you matter to me. Good night and sleep tight.